This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining me for coffee this morning is Joey Valadez and John Hasty here with BVESA, the Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association, here to talk about what it takes to become a volunteer and their upcoming volleyball tournament. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with BVESA. John, can you tell us a little bit about this organization?
Well, the Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association has been around in Bethel for many years. It was originally formed in the 1970s, and its main purpose was to be able to support our Bethel Volunteer Fire Department and emergency services. And it's evolved over the years, but our primary goal is to provide a volunteer opportunity for the community to help and support our fire and EMS services. But we do a lot of education and training opportunities, anything from our October Fire Prevention Month, visiting our schools, and bringing Sparky around to help educate our children on fire safety. But it we've taken on many different events and tasks, over the years. For example, this coming weekend, we'll be participating with the fire department in our 4th of July parade and festivities at the fairgrounds. We sponsor and host different events throughout the year, such as mud volleyball, which Joey will be talking about. We have CPR and basic life support classes that we put on that are available throughout the year. More specifically, one of our goals is, again, to support our fire and EMS response through the community. And we provide EMT or ETT, Emergency Trauma Technician, EMT, Emergency Medical Technician, training at all levels, 1 through 3 for the state of Alaska. And we've also started to offer our national certification as well. So you can carry this certification into other communities or other job opportunities that you have, wherever you may, your life may take you. We also offer fire training, starting with Fire Basic, which is basically being an exterior firefighter, learning equipment, learning about PPE in our turnouts, our personal protective equipment, learning about the apparatus, our tools. And then you can also get a national certification with us, too, by getting your Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 certifications. Those are national certifications that you can take with you across the nation. They are quite valuable. So it's a great opportunity to for folks to learn valuable lifelong skills. And these skills apply in your daily life, whether it's at home, with a choking baby or child, or in your workplace with someone who might have a medical emergency there, or out in the wilderness when we're hunting and fishing and camping, picking berries, or whatever our activities are, being able to have those skills to help a family member or a friend out, I think, is incredibly valuable. No, it's a great organization. I'm very, very excited and honored to be part of it. I'm very humbled to have been selected by my peers to help lead the organization for these for the past few years. And it's been a great partnership with the community. Some of our bigger events that we've had to include our weekly Bethel Bikes bike ride. It's actually canceled this weekend for the 4th of July holiday. But Saturdays at 2 p.m., bring your bikes, bring your strollers, be ready to walk, walk, hike, run, and go for a bike ride around town with some firefighters and EMTs. And that also provides an opportunity to learn about biking safety, promoting wearing helmets, an opportunity to win. We give away bikes through a raffle process for our participants. So you have the opportunity to win some free bikes. And we just got approval from our board. We're going to be giving away a grand prize at the end of the season here, which is usually the last weekend before school starts, to win an electric bike. So
that's really cool.
Wait, what time is this on Saturdays?
Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
and each participant is eligible not only for the weekly free bike raffle, but they also receive a ticket for the end of the year kind of grand prize raffle. But I also want to really thank our sponsors for that. We've got our biggest sponsor, which is the VFW Auxiliary, as well as the VFW AC Swanson's Napa Uncommon Pizza, and among others, Shorty's Shop has been a contributor. We've got T-shirts this year. It's really evolved into a really great, fun program. We wouldn't have been able to do it without the inspiration from one of our board members, Gary Watson. Has been the driving force behind all of this, and I really want to give him the credit where that's due. But also all of our volunteers, the paid staff at the fire department, who really step up above and beyond their regular duties and responsibilities to help with not only this event but other events. But it's just a great program. Yeah, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendship, just being part of a meaningful organization that truly does help our community, especially in people's worst times.
Absolutely. Those sound so great, and I didn't know half of the stuff that Bavessa does, and now I'm excited to potentially win a bike.
Well,
you know?
I'm learning stuff too. I'm writing stuff down right now.
As a volunteer, even the volunteers are learning stuff. But part of Bavessa is, a big fundraiser that happens every year. And so I'm going to turn to Joey so we can talk a little bit about the upcoming mud volleyball tournament here in town. Can you tell us a little bit about? Go back to the beginning. How did this start? How did the mud volleyball come to be here in Bethel?
Yeah, no, first of all, thank you, Gabby. I really appreciate the invite today to come help promote this event. Like you said, we've been doing this for a little while. This is our eighth annual. We started in 2018, and really this all kind of stemmed from an event in Big Lake that we go to, our team travels to every year. My wife and I first traveled, it was 2016, I think, so yeah, 10 years ago, but they had things, everything figured out. You know, they were up to, I think at that time, 2 mud pits, around 50 players or something like that. Fast forward this past year, we just had their 39th annual event, and I think we had a record number, 80 teams registered.
Wow.
You know, in this single day event. And I remember talking to Jamie Estes. She's the Big Lake Lions Club president. And I just want to give a quick shout out to her because she's been a big help in helping us coordinate our Bethel event. So we've adopted a lot of things that the way they do it out there. Like I said, they've got it figured out. I think the first year, I remember they announced, we'd like to thank everybody. There's no fights last year. so they're up to 4 mud pits now. You know, like this is such a big thing. I don't know if we'll ever get to that scale, but certainly my dream and hope has always been, once we brought it here, was to help it grow into something. I think I remember, she could probably correct me, but I think they started something very similar. 6 teams, 1 mud pit. This is how it all began, you know. I'd love for us to get to a point where we can start inviting some teams from out there to come compete in our event. I think that will certainly help it grow in the right direction. But yeah, I mean, We had I think a record 9 teams 1 year. It was 2019, I want to say, right before COVID kind of put a kibosh on things. But seems like we're kind of moving back in the right direction. So far, we've got 6 teams, I think, close to fully registered this year. Really hoping for maybe a few more to squeeze through. So like I said, I really appreciate this opportunity to kind of help get the word out. The event is this a week from this Saturday, so on Saturday, July 11th. It is a 8-on-8 co-ed mud volleyball tournament. It's a fundraiser for Bevesa. So all proceeds go to that. I think John spoke a little bit about what Bevesa was. They are a 301c nonprofit organization, so all these proceeds go directly back to our community in some way, shape, or form, or one of the surrounding villages. You know, he mentioned some of the things that they do with providing support, trained volunteer support for fire and EMS calls, but they also provide monetary aid to fire victims. They donate to local charities, and they conduct they fund most of it, I'm pretty sure, and conduct the New Year's Eve fireworks display every year. So that's pretty awesome. Most people don't really know, but yeah, Bevesa is behind the scenes on so many things. And another reason why we appreciate this opportunity, just get the word out, just to get Bevesa more commonly known about what they do and who they are. But we did open up last year. It used to be very strict, 18 years or older. We got a city attorney a few years back to draft us up a waiver that everyone signs. You must sign one to be able to play. But yeah, last year we opened up to 16 and older. And we had a few people. They have to get a parent or guardian signature on the waiver as well. And you said I can call people out, so I'm going to try right now. and actually, Mr. Hasty mentioned Gary Watson, who, yes, has been an integral part in helping me this year also with getting MUD kind of back on track. And he's been trying to get a hold of the high school girls volleyball coach. I'm not sure who that is, but we've actually been trying to see if they might be interested in kind of doing what Big Lake does. They have a local high school team volunteer their varsity team to come help officiate the games. You know, they're familiar with the rules, might get them interested in some of our beach volleyball activities and ultimately, you know, mud volleyball. But yeah, I don't know if this will work, but please give me a call or try to get in touch with me. If we could figure something like that out, I think that's something that will help continue, you know, get the community support behind something like this. Let's see, we've got, yeah, I think John mentioned a few of the sponsors, but I really want to just kind of give a quick shout out to a lot of the people and entities, local businesses that are really helping make this all happen. We've got Aaron Hofstadter with Uncommon. He's donating another 10 pizzas to our event, helping us not to be hungry throughout the day. AC Supply, I spoke to the manager. I believe we're working on getting some drinks, some water, and some Gatorade, things to help stay hydrated. They've been helping us promote this event for the last 3 or 4 years. Grant Aviation, one of our players, Andrew Gonzalez, he's a longtime affiliate with Mud Volleyball.
Two-time winner.
Thank you. He would have really been upset if I failed to mention that. Yes, they run VLB. They are the 2-time defending champions. So that's why we need more teams to go out there to kind of, well, we're going to take our title back eventually. I think that's the plan. That's always the plan. But certainly we want to give them due respect. I'm pretty sure they got their same team coming back from last year. So it's definitely going to be
team.
It's going to be some fun. But, yeah, he's always been really helpful with getting some support from Grant. I think they're going to donate some more round-trip tickets again this year. Let's see who else. ENC Physical Therapy, that's Liza Ellsworth. She's on our team, Kiss My Ace, and she's been sponsoring our team for the last few years. So we get some pretty cool swag and some entry fees paid. Steve-O's Construction LLC, he's sponsoring a team, Hit Face. Philly's Pizza, I think, is sponsoring a team. Stop, Drop, and Pizza Rolls, the name of the team. And so, yeah, I just really want to thank all these people and these companies. Without your guys' continued support, this just wouldn't be a thing. So thank you very much to everybody. Yeah, that's all I kind of had.
Awesome. Amazing. I love the Mud Volleyball Tournament. I've been in Bethel since 2018, and it was one of the first big events that I went to, and I've never participated. I'm not good at volleyball, but I love watching everyone get in the mud pit, and then, you know, between games, all the kids go into the mud pit, and it's a lot of fun. If the weather's nice, it's just a great time to, like, I don't know, kind of hang out, what feels like almost like a beach.
It's, you know, you mentioned Nicole. Everybody I've ever talked to, and we've had a few of our events happen in August. For those that remember, we said we swore we would never do that again. I think we swore that the first year, but things happened and whatnot. But yeah, we played twice in August. And if you can withstand that, and I still had everybody when they played, it was super cold. People wearing waders in the mud pit. I mean, it was ridiculous, but people are still having a great time. I never had once somebody come up to me and be like, man, that I wish I didn't do that, or that was a mistake. They all pretty much, anyone who was on the fence afterwards, talk to them. It's just like, oh, that was a blast, and it was such a great time. And it's for such a great cause, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We just have a few more minutes left. And so I kind of want to, you know, talk a bit more about Bavessa, but like your guys' experience is, and why you chose to become a volunteer with this organization. What called you to it, and how do you get more people interested in a volunteer organization like this?
Oh, I mean, for me, I was almost voluntold by a coworker, Louise Russell. She's with that. I work with her BYF, and I remember when I first started working there, she basically told me all about the fire department, Bavessa. And her selling point was, hey, do you need a place to do some laundry sometimes and get your vehicle on? You can only use, you know, have access to water, wash vehicles. Yeah, all you need to do is just kind of sign up for this class, and you can become a volunteer and help your community. And I was like, man, that was really, I went there like the next day, talked to, like, I think it was Chief, or not, talked to Captain Howell at the time. And they told me a little about it. I had just missed an EMT class. So I kind of very much took the route that John mentioned. I went, I did the firefighter one course. That was a national certification, so that was pretty cool. And then we had the same class. It was four of us that went through all these trainings together, so that was kind of cool. Went through ETT, the ETT class. We did the bridge course for EMT. They offer up to EMT 2, EMT 3. For me, EMT 3 was where I drew the line. You really have to kind of be smart. EMTs are just a whole different level, but we've got a few of them in there. They're amazing. But yeah, I think I had never been, I lived in a community this small in Bethlehem. I grew up in California most of my life. So to be a part of a community like this was just something that I felt like was just, I was drawn to. You know, I think I really don't mind going to the store and running into five different people every time, or, you know, just seeing everybody I haven't seen in a while. And that's a great time to catch up while I'm standing in line at AC. But yeah, for me, and really once I started getting kids, it got more challenging to kind of just dedicate time. But I tell myself when my kids are at that age, I would love to believe that I'm going to get back in there. And I don't know if I'll be an active firefighter. It takes quite a bit. But I mean, there's a lot of support roles, EMT roles too. I mean, just there's so much you can do as a volunteer. And I'm not sure where this has gone, but I think, but yeah, we're, there's a...
Running short on time, John, if you got like 10 seconds worth of a plug for why you did this and why people should join Bavessa.
I think at the end of the day, it's to make a difference, right? To be able to make a difference in our community. I was born and raised in Bethel. I had the opportunity to go elsewhere for school, but I had to return back to the community. And it's a great way to make a difference. Be able to help others. And it's not all about charging into burning buildings or going to, dive in a body of water to pull someone out to save them. There's, just like Joey said, there's so many opportunities to volunteer, whether it's helping to cook and clean, to around the station, help do some fundraising, to just be a friend to talk to and hang out with at the station. So don't think it's all about the hardcore grit of being what you think of a picture perfect firefighter. It's about the community. It's about giving back. And honestly, to answer your question, the fitness center was closed for a couple months several years ago for some maintenance, and I wanted to use the gym. So the fire department's got a wonderful gym. There's a lot of perks and benefits.
All the equipment purchased by Bavessa.
All Bavessa purchased equipment, and it's just a great opportunity to give back. And I thank you for this opportunity to share with our community.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Check out the Bethel Mud Volleyball Facebook. We have 20 seconds, but I'll put a link to it in the post online.
Perfect. I was going to, yeah, cut off for registration. We have early registration cutting off this Friday by 6 p.m. Otherwise, and it's $200 for a team. Otherwise, it goes up to $250, and that registration will last till 7:10.
This is Coffee at KYUK.